Hey, Joe. So I did pull up the website. Yeah, that's going to help us a lot to build out your website. But we're going to still build out a website only because the website as is not like optimized for effective use online. So we'll make sure to do that. But we'll use as much of the content as we can pull. And then, you know, we'll host it under most likely the domain we'll probably host is going to be something like terraconcrete.com or something that's just very, very specific to the business name.
That's where we don't know what to do, you know.
No worries.
The Wix
site looks nice. It's just it's still not like a fully secured website. That's why it has the Wix advertising at the top. So we'll make sure again, just get you a standard website that doesn't look like it's hosted by Wix or anyone like that.
Right. Then I can also send you pictures, and I can put more pictures in there, right?
Yeah, and I noticed you do epoxy as well, right? So I didn't even notice that when we were first talking.
I want to advertise. That's what I really want to advertise.
Epoxy is really, really huge of late. So it's starting to grow more and more for resi epoxy, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I mean, I've been doing it for like 15 years now, but I always do it in the wintertime. It's just here and there, you know? Sometimes I get a big one.
Oh, yeah. So I have family out, or like friends and family out in out here in Southern California that have been doing epoxy for like 20 years, like as a generational business. It's just one of those things that everyone just thought was connected to like the Walmart, you know, but it's so effective for sealing garages like that. Anyway, okay, so I got everything I need to get things going. And then again, whenever you have 5 minutes of your time, we'll go over like final pricing and get the payment process. So, when did you want to handle that? You want to handle that today, like later today, or did you want to handle that shortly?
I want to handle that today or tomorrow, one or the other. I want to do it very quick.
Okay, right. And if you have 5 minutes, do you want to, again, you want me to call back later on this evening when you have 5 minutes, right, when you're actually at home?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, I got 5 minutes right now.
Okay, you do have time right now? Because I can definitely do the onboarding right now.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so then what we do is just, again, I have a couple questionnaire items, nothing too crazy. Most of it I can gather from your website. Who do you want in charge of your account besides you?
My son Dylan.
Okay. And it's Dylanterra, last name, correct?
Yep.
Right. And then, Joe, your official first name is Jose, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that's on the card you'll be using as well, as in Jose name, right? Jose Terra?
Yeah. I just don't have. So what are we going to put in for a phone number there? Should I just put my cell number there?
So whichever number you want inbound calls to go through, if you appoint Dylan as the person, that's fine. Just to let you know, we're going to use a call tracking number anyway, so it's going to be slightly different from whatever number you provide. Your client's calls will still go straight through to you, but it just allows us to show you evidence of how many calls came through as a result of advertising.
Correct. Okay, good. All right, so we probably put it on this. Then we can always change it, right? Then we can always put the opposite.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, so just put my cell number on, okay?
508-371-7381 is the best number for clients' calls to come through to, right?
Yeah, and then if they can't get through, should I put a second number, my son's?
Well, whichever one you want clients' calls to come through to, it's going to be your dominant number. So let me know which one you want for inbound.
No, mine.
Okay, and then for marketing, we'll have Dylan's phone number also, the 774-641-4888. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right. No. Yep.
Okay, so we'll do that for marketing for Dylan as well. And then I can gather from your website the service offerings you want, and then also from your website service areas. Did you list service areas there as well?
No, I did not. I would do.
Okay.
I would do all of New England. Okay, all of New England, the Cape Cod area. That's New England too, but I would do.
You don't want to do past what New York shit.
Like no, I don't want to go to New York. Fuck no. No. But I want to go to. I want to go to Connecticut, New Hampshire. You know, just Connecticut. You know, just all of New England. I definitely want to hit. I'm hitting a lot right now this year. down the Cape. I want to hit a lot of the Cape area, you know?
Okay. Okay, so let's focus on Cape Cod area then to start. Is that what you're saying, right?
Yeah, let's do Cape Cod area, all of Massachusetts, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, right. And the reason why I'm saying that is, remember, Google Ads is, it can be used up pretty quickly. So that's why we'll use the more specific areas now for Google Ads. When it comes to listing you, yes, we're going to try to list you in as many areas as we can to show a farther reaching service
area. Okay, that pretty much is a few New England for now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then Right, right. And as far as other than Wix, you're not using any other companies for marketing right now, right?
What is Wix? I don't even know the website.
Oh, that's who does your website.
Yeah. Actually, my nephew built that, you know? So, I mean,
gotcha.
I don't know.
Okay. No worries. And then as far as onboarding, so we do like a 30-minute onboarding call. Most likely it could be you or Dylan. We can schedule it anytime today. Just to make sure we address everything that you have that needs to be ironed out to make sure your ads are popping correctly for you. So,
yeah.
And then it's so that way you can share whatever login information you have, like on a Facebook page and things like
right.
that. So what time did you want to schedule that for?
Yeah. Is that going to be with you?
I'm going to introduce you to the onboarding team. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that. You got any plans there? Cause I want you to be there. Okay, yeah. So let's do, I don't know. What's your call me at 5?
You
want
to
okay?
do 5 to 6 today or 6 to 7 today?
No, 5. 5 fine.
5 to 6. Okay. I'm going to send you guys an invite right now as well.
Okay.
And then as far as that goes, the invite is going to go to the same email, jtconcrete69@gmail.com. That's the best email for you, correct?
Oh, correct.
All right. Give me about 10 seconds here. Sending that over now. Going to come from the same email address as the other email, jkyle@localsplash.com. So we have it today, 7:22, 5:06 p.m. Obviously, you have all the required licensing and insurance to fully qualify. And then if you wouldn't mind having a Dylan send over a Facebook URL, like share a Facebook page where you want us to connect the business profile to, because I think we're going to build the business profile from scratch, correct?
Yeah.
So we just need to connect it to a human, any human being's profile. So anyone in the family that you want to connect it to that has Facebook, we just need to connect that. And even if Dylan ends up making a brand new one for you, Joe, that's okay too. Just, again, Facebook does require for advertising to have a human being in charge of everything. So that's why we have to connect a human's profile to it.
I don't know about this shit, though.
We have a Facebook. It's just not a business account.
Yeah, I have a Facebook.
Yeah, correct.
Account.
Exactly. So your personal Facebook is exactly what we need. We're going to build a business profile.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay. That's why I run the field now.
Right. And then, once Terra Concrete.
You know, once you get those controls up, with the deck. Yeah.
Okay, last thing is, what hours of operation do you want to show on your Google Business Profile?
Do what? Say again?
What hours of operation do you want to show online?
6 in the morning
to... Yeah, 6 in the morning till, I don't know, 8 at night? What's that, what people can call you?
Yeah, whenever you want to show is available to chat.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., weekends closed? They're still probably going to call, but...
Saturday, too.
Okay, Monday through Saturday.
Every fucking day. I do every day.
Okay. All right, so just put Monday through Sunday, just because they'll call when they need you no matter what anyway. Okay, got it. So that's all completed on the questionnaire portion. Last two things I need for you is that... what is the physical address you want connected to the business? And if it's a home base, we don't have to publish it online. That's not a problem.
Yeah, we don't want to do that because my garage burnt down, so I've been running it out of my basement right now, out of my house, and my secretary
is
running it out of my home. You know, so until I get my insurance money and I build it back up, then
yeah,
then,
So Google just requires the physical address. So what's the physical address?
Physical address is 17 Milk Porridge Circle.
Say that one more time. 17?
Milk is like in milk. You drink milk.
Oh, milk.
Yeah, and porridge. Like
porridge
that.
Circle. In yeah. Northborough, Mass, 01532?
That's it, brother.
All right. Let me put that there. Okay. Last thing is just we'll go through the final steps for payment and whatnot. So, again, on the card we'll be using, I have the name Jose Terra, address.
John,
go ahead.
Hold on. I got to answer this. Hold on.
No worries.
John.
Yeah.
Hello. You hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. All right.
So again, the package we're doing is you're gonna get $300 going towards Google Ads in this first month, and then you're also gonna get the Facebook ads. That's gonna be $100 just so you can see how Facebook works, similar to Google, and it might even be more effective for you. And so the grand total, and then of course our standard service of the website. A setup and everything like that, and the optimization on Google, so you're showing up on the map listings. So just so you know, if you ever want to back out the Google Ads and just pare it down, you can still take off that 300 at any time. But for now, again, the total for the service for today is $599 is your monthly service fee, and then there's the one-time setup fee of $99. So your grand total today is $698.
Okay, so. Let me ask you something. So, okay, so $698.
Sure.
All right. That would be monthly?
It would be $599 monthly if you wanted to keep things the same way. If you want to tear it down to the baseline of just the website and Google listings on the map, that's $199. If you want to keep Facebook ads or any other ads, it's just the ad spend. So we did $100 of Facebook ads, $300 of Google. So you're doing a total of $400 of ad spend. But our service fee, like our standard month-to-month, is $199. So you can always decrease it to $199 at any time and just say, stop all the ad spend.
All right.
If you
want
to do that.
Okay, right. So if I got to stop all the ads, this is what I'm confused about. So if I stopped all the ads, I still paid you the $199. But what advertising would I get for $199?
You're getting the first page placement on Google where, like, if someone's looking for, concrete installation, epoxy, any of those things near me, that's where you start showing up on Google, like you see all your competitors right now when you search.
So,
it. So,
like what, if you decide to stop it, then our fucking thing, our whole website comes off of Google? It's stupid.
No, so I don't know. So what am I advertising in right now for that?
You're gonna get 300 going towards Google ads. Those are the sponsored listings that are at the very top of Google when someone searches. So those are gonna go live within 7 to 14 days. Your Facebook ads, 7 to 14 days. If a homeowner is looking for epoxy on Google, later on that evening, it's going to pop up on their Facebook newsfeed saying, hey, Terra Concrete does epoxy. So it's an actual advertisement with photos, click to call, and things like that. It's, the Facebook ads are very, very aesthetically more appealing to a customer than the Google ad is just showing you on the sponsored listing, meaning you're a top result, right? So that's still very powerful on Google. So we just hit them with both types of ads because now you're hitting people on Google, and then later on in the evening, that same homeowner, if you're trying to do resi more, like you said, that's where they're going to see the Facebook ad. So it is a two-pronged approach there. Those are the ads that you can take off at any time. And then now you're getting the service of us making sure you're showing up on the map listing. We're still giving you the optimization. All the analytics of the search results and the phone numbers calling through will still be available to you even if you don't do ad spend, right? Ad spend is something that people turn off and on all the time with us. What we're doing now is managing your optimization to make sure you're always showing up on Google. You're always, making sure you're showing up on that first page when people search for you. And then also managing your website. And then finally, the white glove service of if you need anything changed at any time, new photos and stuff like that, instead of you having a nephew program it, you just call us and we do it for you on the website itself.
Right, but I pay you for that, correct?
Yeah, that's the $199 a month, correct.
Okay.
That's covering.
Okay, I'll cover it, okay. What?
Okay, anything else you wanted to iron out about the cost?
Yeah, no, just hold on. What question you got, Dylan?
Yeah, but so if we decide to stop it, that means you're going to remove our website off of Google, correct?
Great question. So people actually stop using us a lot. Sometimes they pause and they don't want the optimization. So let's say, Dylan, you don't want optimization, but you want the website. You can keep the website at $50 a month if you want nothing else. So we do offer exit strategies that are, not meant to be backbreaking like costs.
No, but could I keep the website and pay you the $199 too? I could do that too, right?
Well, the $199 does website plus Google optimization, correct, at $199.
Okay. All right, so let's do this, okay? Then, okay, because I'm on the field. I don't have my credit cards with me. Okay, so when we do this, then. Now, let me ask you another question. So if I pay for it today, and it won't show up for another 14 days, right?
7 to 14 for the advertisements, correct.
For the advertisements, okay. Okay, so.
Your website's also going to be live 7 to 14 days, I should say, too.
Right. So everything 7 to 14 days. Okay, so that's a half a month already, so I'm not even going to know anything for a half a month. Right? Okay.
But that's why you have real-time analytics, right? So it's not like Dylan is going to learn this on the onboarding call, but basically you're going to have real-time access to see the phone calls that come through, the impressions, click-throughs, all the things that a marketing expert would want to know to justify the expense.
Okay. All right. The money really is. Then we're looking at what, $700 right now?
Correct.
Right. Okay. I don't do any advertising, so I don't do nothing. I really want to try this because it's affecting me. I mean, like you said, so if we're doing $700. So would it be $700 all the time? No, just that $100.
No, so next month, if you keep everything the same, next month is $599. So $600 next month if you keep everything the same.
All right, so pretty much, so we're doing 6 times 12. 6 times 12 is what right now?
$7,200.
Even if I get a $10,000 job, it's definitely, how are these people working out for you? I mean, these people getting fucking, they must be getting jobs because all these other fucking guys.
People who do, who are a little more serious, like you are with your advertising, I mean, having 600 in, you think that, like, oh, that's not big for online, but to be honest, a lot of our guys who only have, like, 300 in, because they're doing just Facebook, not Google, they're still satisfied with what they get. In your case, it's just going to give you a little bit more dominance because you're going to now start showing up as sponsored ads, And that's going to give you that just kind of that extra showcasing to everyone in the world that you're one of the top guys who's willing to advertise at least.
Right. And actually getting in more calls, right?
Of course. That's the whole purpose of the Google Ads. Correct.
All right, call me at 5. I'll have that credit card with me, the company credit card, okay? And,
okay, so if I'm calling you at 5 for the payment, then should we just push the onboarding to 6 then? Would that be easier? So that way you have at least a little bit of time to get settled?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, whatever works for you. You know how that works. I don't know. That's fine. Call me at 5.
Okay, cool.
Okay? And I know I'll be home. I'm pouring here. Yeah, and I'm pouring at 2 o'clock, another four jobs. So give me a call, buddy.
So I'll call you at 5 to wrap it up. It'll take about 3 minutes. We're basically done, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, bye.
All right, have a good one.
You too, buddy.